We are devastated by those kind of numbers, because what people must remember is that every single image of what they're calling child pornography in the media is an image of the sexual assault of a child. It's actually a crime scene. So that means that floating around in the world where we don't know, there are people who are using children to generate this content. They are sexually abusing them in order to produce the content which people are then paying to consume. So those kind of numbers are absolutely devastating.
Do we usually see this in South Africa?
We have had quite a few high-profile cases going back many years around people who collect and then sell or make a business out of trading in these images. The last one was a case that we dealt with in the High Court, which was the De Vries matter, and he got 15 years. He had tens or hundreds of thousands of images. There's just been recent cases in the Western Cape where there's been numerous arrests. Those cases are still pending. It is definitely on the rise. You know, as people get more access to the ability to film them abusing children and to then distribute it and to connect to one another, it's definitely on the rise.
The 10 million of videos and pictures that the man had collected, what does this imply? Does it mean that he has been collecting this material for years? How long has it been happening for?
If you think about 10 million images, if you started looking at 10 million images today, I think it would take you decades. I mean, we could do the sums. But the other thing that's more concerning is, where does he get access to 10 million images? You know, that means there's at least 10 million children out there who people have sexually abused and either taken photos or filmed it. And then what they've done is they've connected to one another. How did they do that? And then they have managed to download to collect them. So it's, the number is staggering. That has obviously been going on for a very long period of time. It means there's a very heavily connected network with access to millions of images of the sexual assault of children. So, I mean, the implications are enormous. I mean, it's just an enormous number.
How does it usually work?
So what we've seen historically is that a case I had where this particular person would sell, for example, images on the dark web of the sexual abuse of 10-year-old boys, but it was sold under a code that they knew, which was choir music for 10-year-old boys. I'm not entirely sure how they connect to one another, but there was definitely certain codes that were used within the dark web. They knew amongst one another what those codes were, and then got connected to one another, knew what to look for and how to download them, etc. In the more recent cases, it hasn't been that sophisticated. I mean, we have had images of children generated, for example, via deepfake and AI. So people are even, you know, generating images using children's pictures when it's not even the children in the pornography, but it's the children's faces because of the rise of AI. So that appears to be how it's working. It doesn't appear to be as kind of, you know, difficult for people to access in terms of the dark web as it used to. Because, I mean, I've seen children in the work that I do that have been exposed to pornography online, that is pornography of children. So, I mean, we've got children accessing these images. So it's not as sophisticated as it used to be. It seems to be, the access seems to be far easier than it used to be.
Does it always be targeted in a certain area or a certain continent or country?
No, it's definitely worldwide. I've seen cases from children with no money being exploited to people who are exceptionally wealthy, people from every religious denomination, people from every cultural, linguistic, racial grouping. So no, that doesn't appear to be concentrated in certain areas. I would assume that areas with higher levels of technology would have higher levels of this kind of crime. You know, in other words, people with more access to, for example, the ability to record on smartphones, the ability to store with very, very big storage, the ability to be able to generate because they've got good sort of connectivity. So I would assume for this kind of abuse, you know, the more technology and the more access they have, the more prolific it is.